And now back to Dr. Michael Roizen, Dr. Deb Lonser, and Joe Galewski on You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show.
Thanks to our sponsors, YouBeauty.com and Morning and Night Multivitamins. If you miss a segment, miss a guest, miss a topic, RadioMD.com. You never miss anything, because chances are if you are listening to the show at your favorite radio station and you're not around, well, you never miss it. Just when you are able to do it, go to RadioMD.com, and you can catch up on what we do. Our guest at 34 past the hour has an interesting topic to talk about, and so stay around with us for that. We were talking before the break about Mayor Bloomberg's ruling overturned by a judge about soft drinks. Somewhat of a piggyback to that story is one of the top medical stories of the week, Dr. Mike, about how little we actually move. Adding up just how little we actually move, and how little is it that we actually move?
Well, this was a large study, and what they found, they put continuous pedometer monitor, that is actually accelerometers, which measure movement in any direction. So it wasn't just, if you will, steps. It was any kind of movement, even movement during sleep. And what they found, and they put it into step equivalents so that we would know what it was, and what they found is the typical American, and this is kind of crazy, if you will, the average American moves 5,100 steps a day, 5,117 to be specific. And that was looking at 240,000 adults. And if you gave them, the pedometer they could look at and see, they would walk about 2,500 more, so 7,600 steps, getting close to the average of the goal we want of 10,000. It turns out people who live in healthier states, such as Colorado, walk 6,500 steps a day on average. People who live in unhealthier states, such as Arkansas and Tennessee, walked an average of 4,500 steps a day. So stepping directly correlates, the amount of steps you take with or without a pedometer, directly correlates with the number of, directly correlates with your overall health.
How was 10,000 steps determined as the milestone, a daily goal?
Well, this actually was done in a large set of studies where it turned out that if you walk 10,000 steps a day, and we don't know why this is so, but those who walk 10,000 steps a day have a much lower incidence of metabolic syndrome and type 2 diabetes than those who walk less than 10,000. So if you walk 8,000 steps a day, the incidence over a lifetime was something like 35%. If you walk 10,000 steps a day, the incidence was around 8%. And when you got to 12%, that 12,000 steps a day, it didn't decrease. It wasn't any less than 10,000. And if you got to 6,000, it was more, a higher incidence. So it actually goes down and down and down. And then when you hit 10,000 steps a day, you hit the minimum amount of type 2 diabetes and metabolic syndrome that you will have relating to your stepping.
What's the distance of 10,000 steps?
That's 5 miles. So you walking a golf course, if
that's
you do
10,000
that
steps
every day. In
yeah.
fact, that's. I think that's a good reason you should tell Joel Delmonico you have to walk 10,000 steps every. You have to play golf every day.
Plus, you take into account probably you get a little more extra credit if there are hills, right? You're walking up hills.
Upward steps count. That is going up a staircase. Yep. Each step is actually about 3.8 steps in metabolic rate as going on a level. And actually going downstairs is 1.5 compared to going on a level. So
yeah,
both up and down
off.
Give you extra stepping.
Yeah, yeah. For example, a 30-minute walk every day, how many steps would you take in a typical 30-minute walk?
3,000. It's 1,000 steps every 10 minutes or 100 a minute.
Oh, that's not many. I thought there'd be more in a 30-minute walk than just 3,000. So you still got a way to go to get to the daily goal. Another 7,000 steps.
Right, but if you're normally walking 5,000 and you do a 30-minute walk, you're at 8,000. It's pretty easy to do another 10 minutes twice a day, and you got the 10.
Yeah,
or
okay.
Just park at the end of the parking lot. You know, what I try and do is I park as far away from my office in a parking lot as possible, as long as it's still in a safe part of the parking lot, and walk to my car.
One of the issues here in Syracuse is always with regard to downtown Syracuse and events or, you know, stores or attractions or anything is that, well, there's no parking downtown. You can't find anywhere to park downtown, which I've never have. I have a downtown dentist, and I've had a downtown dentist now for 20 years, and I've never, ever had an issue with parking. And yet people say, well, you can't find a parking space downtown. But the thing about it is what people want. They want to park right in front of where they're going. They don't want to walk the extra block or two, you know, to get to where they're going. They need to park right in front of their destination. So, but there is parking, just that people don't want to take those extra few steps to find a parking space and go to where they need to go. So,
that's absolutely right. So the more steps you take, what we would call accidentally, that is on purpose because you're doing it that way, that's the greatest way you can do it.
Let's get to the other exercise question. Then we've covered them all in the top stories this week. What to do when you're stressed out by exercise?
Well, this is an interesting study, and it was done in animals. And what it said was that if the animal is stressed because they're forced to exercise, do they still get the exercise benefit? And the answer was yes. Whether you like exercise or not, doing the exercise gives you a longevity benefit of about 6 years and decreases your disability by about 11 or 12 years. So the amazing thing is, just walking, doing cardiovascular exercise, and doing little weights not only lets you live longer, that's a good thing, but even better, you have much less disability towards the end of life, so you can enjoy your life much more. And so we're learning more and more how important exercise is, and you don't have to go crazy. 10,000 steps a day, 30 minutes of weightlifting a week, and 20 minutes three times a week or 60 minutes of cardio is all you need for the maximum health benefit, which, as I said, is about 6 years longer in total life and about 12 years less disability. So it's amazing.
What would stress somebody out about exercising? Is it the fact
they hate it? You know, I hate exercise. I don't want to do it. They go there. They're not happy. They don't have friends that exercise. They don't enjoy the TV programs, whatever. But they do it because they're for their health. And the interesting thing is, even those, at least in the animal model they used, did get the health benefit, even though they didn't like what they were doing. So exercise somehow helps you handle stress as well as the exercise.
And that's interesting because now than more than ever before, there's so much information with all the cable channels that we have now to watch. There's so many more information. There's information on healthy eating. There's information on exercise. There are exercise channels out there. So there's certainly enough information out there to provide people to, you know, get out there and get motivated by exercise, unless that kind of turns people off. I don't know, as you say, people don't like to exercise, and, you know, maybe that might be a reason why some people just say, don't bother me anymore. But there's a lot of information out there when it comes to exercise and things to do to stay healthy and feel great and look good, for a long, long time. 570, I'm saying my radio station. I'm thinking in terms of my morning radio show here in Syracuse. Our guest, Dr. Sam Parnia, talks about the death experience, erasing death, the science that is rewriting the boundaries between life and death. Our guest next, you, the Owner's Manual Radio Show on Radio MD. Stay well.